Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy birthday, Mother Dear. When I was growing up, we called her Muddia. Muddia. I remember when I would make out birthday cards or Christmas cards, I didn't know how to spell Muddia, so I spelled it M-U-D-D-E-A-R. Mud Deer. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it, is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Today is my grandmother's birthday, the woman who raised me. And she's been gone for quite some time now, many, many years. But it's funny, I don't reflect on too many birthdays. I know my grandfather's birthday, and I know my mother's birthday. And, you know, while I love them all dearly, my mom, you know, of course, died before I turned 5. So I didn't have a lot of experience with her, per se. Only faint memories here and there. But I love her to death, you know, and, you know, for the time that you could gain whatever that was supposed to be. But my grandmother raised me. She's kind of my mom in that figurative sense. Even though I know who my mother is and all that. It's not like she abandoned me. Like she was a crackhead or something. Again, welcome everybody to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's where you can find out about me and the team. And I am Kevin Jackson. Fired from Fox News for telling the truth and coming on this show daily, 2 hours a day, every 5 days a week, I should say, and telling you the truth about things, revealing things about you that, about me that I hope help you in your life. And good, bad, or indifferent. You know, we all have that. We have the same struggles. We all have struggles. We all have the very same problems of leftists. Let's not disassociate ourselves completely from them. We have egos. We are pretentious at times, you know, things like this. But there is a big difference between us and them, and I want to make sure you know that. Because you are the rock. You are the amazing people that make up this world. And it is the people that made you that way. In this case, my grandmother. And I could say my grandfather to a degree. I mean, he was there. It wasn't like he just let me move on with things, but my grandmother made a bigger impression in my life. And I guess there's a psychological thing that says the opposite sex parent does impact you the most in your life. I know that's true with my wife, Melissa. Her father impacted her more than her mother, even though her mother impacted her as well. I'm not going to go into her life story because that's her stuff. She may let me do it, but... Yeah, but we all have our things and our issues. And anyway, here's my point to this. On my grandmother's birthday, I think about it every single year. I think about losing her, but I think about all those great times I had. And when I would send her a card, and she always wanted money. She didn't want a present. She didn't want you to buy something for her because she could buy it for herself. And as I got older, you know, I got to where I could send her more money. So, you know, when I was first getting started in my career, I might send her 20 or 40 bucks or something like that. And she always would say to me, she'd say, "I got your card, baby." And she'd go, "It was a little light." And I think about that and I crack up. Because what she's saying, if I just sent the card with no money in it, she would say it was light. You know, it wasn't heavy. And I would tell her, "Yeah, I know. I didn't want to send cash in the mail with a card." And so, but she didn't want to get a money order. She liked getting cash. But I just was of the mindset that the postman knew to steal those cards. But anyway, when I would send her a card with a couple hundred crisp, you know, two crisp $100 bills, she'd call up and be excited, you know, because, you know, my grandmother's from the old school. $100. This is a woman that picked cotton for 50, 75 cents a day in the hot Texas sun. For all I know, my grandmother's white because she picked cotton every single day. And most of her adult, well, I shouldn't say that. The early part of her adult life, she and my biological grandfather picked cotton. And then when she divorced him and married my grandfather who raised me, They were both very dark people, but as I reflect, they were probably light skinned, but they were in the sun day in, day out. And anyway, so it was for her to get a couple hundred crisp hundreds. I mean, a couple of crisp hundreds. I wish I could have sent her a couple of hundred crisp hundreds, but to get those crisp $100 bills was like the hitting the lotto. And she would call me, "I got your card." And probably hadn't even read it. Right. You know, the meaning of, "Oh, dear grandmother, you were so important in my life." She opened that card like a kid on Christmas. Oh, Lordy. Two crisp $100 bills, and that was it. That's all it took. Anyway, it is her birthday. And for those of you listening to me and you're saying, "Hey, Kevin, what's your formative?" Yeah, my formative upbringing, the stories I'm bringing to you are because of that woman and the choices that they made. Working for a family, a white family, and exposing me to the wealth of the world. Wealth not only in money, but wealth of ideas. And that family, the Mormon family, not the religion Mormon, but M-O-O-R, M-A-N, is a big reason why you hear my voice. They sent me to military school and paid, I don't know, $30,000 a year for my brother and I to go. We couldn't afford that. I remember when Betty said, "Guys, the kids, do you guys want to go to this military? You want to go to private school? They're going to send us to England." We were like, "We're going to England to play rugby." And then they changed their mind and said, "Do you want to go to this school?" They didn't change their mind. They said, "Do you want to go to another school?" And they chose the Marine Military Academy. And that's where my brother and I went. Life-changing trajectories of these people because of the decisions of a few people in your lives. My grandmother had an amazing career as a hairdresser. She worked at Leonard's Hair Fashion in Alamo Heights, San Antonio, Texas. Leonard's probably long gone, and I'm sure he sold it. And he was a gay guy, first gay guy officially I ever knew. And my grandmother made crazy money there. I mean, she supported the household easily with that. My grandfather was a chauffeur and chef for this family. And between those, how those two collided, my grandmother said, "I'll leave this career to go move to this ranch and become a caretaker for this rich white family." And my life changed dramatically. I guess the point of all of this is, when you're thinking about what you're going to do for your kids, you don't know what the level of impact will have when you change jobs or you change locations or whatever. Who knows? The only thing you can do is be there for them with 100% support, which my family was. I can only imagine how tired my grandmother was of raising kids and getting another set of kids, but she did it. Happy birthday, Mother dear. We love you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
While approval numbers for my grandmother continue to rise, not such a fortune for Captain Demento, a.k.a. Joe Biden. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here listening to. It is a great day to be alive, unless you're Joe Biden. And it's funny. I'm watching these F Joe Biden and all these things that are going on around the country, and Joe Biden's in shock. The leftists are in shock because this isn't just some small little movement. This isn't some, you know, a bunch of college kids just saying, hey, let's just have some fun. These are people who are sick and tired of watching Joe Biden's Team Demento's dictatorial practices, their Gestapo tactics to make people conform. And to be honest with you, illegal, immoral. I'm not doing it. If I was at a job, I can tell you guys, and I've already proven this. If I was at a job and they said, Kevin, you got to have a vaccine to do whatever, I'd say, I quit. Or I would say, fire me. Fire me. Now, how do I know I'd do it? Because I've already done it. when I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks, and Fox News called me and said, hey, take it back and we'll preserve your job. And I said, you know what? Fire me. And they did. And that's okay. It's their loss. Oh, Kevin, they're really suffering without you. Look, I'm not trying to say that. I'm not telling you that Fox isn't going to make it and all this. Here's what I do believe. I believe that Fox is on a downward trajectory. I've already said this. Even if their ratings are up right now, their ratings are up based on what? How bad the other guys are doing? That's like saying, yeah, I won a 100-yard dash in the Olympics because, oh, did I mention it was the Paralympics? Okay, great. You're competing against the non-athletes. No offense to the people in the Paralympics, but you get what I'm saying here. I applaud those folks for getting out there doing their thing. But it isn't the Olympics. I want to see Usain Bolt. I don't want to know who wins the 100-yard, that 100-meter dash in the blind with blind people running. I don't have any interest. So, Joe Biden and the Democrats, everything that you're looking at, his tracking poll, consumer confidence, all of it, down, 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 down. People who believe that Wu Flu is real. All the statistics about all these things that are going on in the country, down, down, down for the Democrats. It's going the same way that the economy's going. With the only thing that, I mean, spending's going up. But let me tell you how bad it is. Even with the trillions of dollars that Joe Biden has used to buy people off, to buy off black folks, to buy off the Latino, Latinx is what they call them, to buy off the LGBT community. He is losing people in every one of those categories. Everyone. And it's a simple reason as to why. People are on to him. They're on to the agenda. I talked the other day about the New World Order and the Democrats being in disarray. And because of this, and people now going, I don't believe this vaccine. I don't believe, you know, waking up to the idea of it, getting enough information. Where are they getting this information? They getting it from CNN? They getting it from MSNBC? Are they getting it from Fox? The short answer is no. More and more information is coming through these back channels. Shows like this. We're on Clubhouse, and I said the other day we're going to do this panel, this series rather, on Wu Flu, episodic, from the origins of it in China to the New World Order. And I will help you connect dots. Not that you need it. It isn't like you need me to help you go get your voter ID, but I'm going to help you connect the dots to explain this thing in such a way that we've already done here on the show, by the way. But we're going to explain it with actual data showing you the charts and the graphs of different people, different countries, infection rates, etc. And you can only come to one conclusion. They want to control you from the cradle to the grave. They want to direct what you do and how you do it. You are but a pawn in an elitist system. And what's being reflected is, in these polls I'm about to share, is that people are onto it. Joe Biden's approval, for example, they track it on a daily basis, and this was an article, when tracking Joe Biden's President Joe Biden's approval on a daily basis, people sometimes get so caught up in the day-to-day fluctuation that they miss the bigger picture. To look at the longer-term trends, Rasmussen Report compiles the numbers on a full-month basis, and the results for the Biden presidency can be seen in the graphics below. Now, I'm going to just cut to the chase. Month over month over month is going down, 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 down. Remember we did that low, 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 low. Yeah, it's going low. It's super low. Now, here's what I always want to give you the caveat. They tell you, oh, it started. He was 56% approval rating for Joe Biden's performance. Bull. Complete nonsense. Joe Biden has never been over 50%. So if you start with the notion of what he was at in any given time, just understand that the numbers I'm about to give you are skewed probably by 8 to 10% minimally negative on behalf of Joe Biden. So here's what they said. Demento, That's not what they call them, but that's what I call them. Earned the monthly job approval of 46% in August, down 3 points from July. 53% disapproved of his job performance in August, up 4 points from 49% in July. Third consecutive month, monthly decline since May, when 52% supposedly approved of Biden's job performance. I'm running out of time, so let me just give you some quick synopsis here, a summation. So they got the map of Biden and Trump overlapping. Trump at one point was at 59% approval. At the same time, Biden, in their periods of presidency, Biden was at 48%. Then at some point, Biden got up to 55%, looks like, and then Trump, at the same period, Trump had gone down to 45%. And where we are right now, Trump was at 46% approval, Biden at 43% approval. Now, I've already told you, these stats don't even matter. And in terms of, they're skewed. They're skewed negative for Trump and positive for Biden. But here's what I want you to tell you. So I'm looking at 10 September. They were even at 10 September. And here's an interesting little factoid of this report. Latest figures include 23% who strongly approve of Joe Biden, of what Joe Biden is doing, and 47% who strongly disapprove. That gives him a negative 24 presidential approval index. Now, I don't know where that relates to other people, but I will tell you this. That can't bode too well for the Democrats in general. 23% strongly approve. For the record, that's the number, in my honest opinion, that the Democrats can count on. The 77% of the people who are not part of that are almost all ready and willing to come over to our side. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FDA scientists are refusing to take a stand on Moderna's coronavirus booster shot. They wrote two-dose vaccines still provide enough protection against death or serious diseases. House Democrats have some critical decisions to make in the coming days about President Biden's agenda. That's how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened a briefing on Tuesday, Pelosi saying she's trying to carry out President Biden's domestic agenda by not only passing a bipartisan infrastructure bill, but the Democrats' budget bill as well.
We are very grateful to our president for saying, I want to pass the bipartisan legislation on infrastructure, but I will not confine my vision for the future to what can be in that bill. Hence, we need the Build Back Better.
This is USA Radio News. A whistleblower from Pfizer is speaking out.
Project Veritas has posted four videos as part of its Expose Pharma series on COVID-19 vaccines and vaccine mandates. On October 6th, they posted part five. The video is going viral on the Internet. Unlike other Project Veritas videos in the COVID-19 vaccine investigative series, this one did not involve the use of a hidden camera and interview of somebody without their knowledge. This video involves a sit-down video of a Pfizer employee turned whistleblower.
But I'm just one person, one face of many of your employees who are willing to fight this and reveal to the world what's going on.
They've used cells from aborted fetuses.
Yes.
And they don't want the public to know that.
Yes. And they're denying our religious exemptions at Pfizer.
Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau with that report. Former President Barack Obama set to hit the campaign trail for Democratic nominee for Governor Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Another weekend of college football and another weekend of F. Joe Biden. Chants all over the different campuses or, you know, field arenas, whatever they call it, of college kids saying the same thing. This is causing a real stir among the Democrats. Now, they're not going to let you feel their tension. Just think about it. They got to play it off. Oh, just a bunch of little rabble-rousers out there. Let me tell you something. It's happening far too often. It's one thing to count cards. It's another to look at trends. Now I'm talking gambling here. You know what I mean? When a table gets hot. You ever play Vegas? Play cards or done craps or whatever in Vegas? And things are going along and, you know, you're just the house is winning, right? The house is winning. But then something turns. Somebody gets hot dice. Or suddenly the cards just start. Doesn't matter what anybody does. They hit at the wrong time. They double down at the wrong time. They split their tens or whatever. And the table stays hot. And that's what's happening right now. So the Democrats have a massive problem. Think about this. When you lose not only the black vote, but you lose the youth vote. So the Democrats lost the black vote. Not, when I say lost it, I don't mean they overwhelmingly blacks voted for Trump. But overwhelmingly, they voted for him larger numbers than any time in modern history since the 1960s for a Republican president. Triple the number. Now, just so you're clear, blacks have voted 8-10% max for the Republicans. And suddenly, and people would say, well, if the black vote shifts by only 3 points, you know, then the Republicans will win and the Democrats can't win. And so Donald Trump gets over 20% of the black vote and he still loses. He gets 16 million more votes than he got before and he still loses. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, it is a statistical impossibility for that to happen. It can't happen. And when you add to that, that Joe Biden, according to the numbers, is the most popular guy that has ever walked the planet with 81 plus million votes. And then you have to say to yourself, I cry foul. Now, they're going to try to convince you otherwise. But what I'm telling you is what's happening right now is proving the point. It's going to be very difficult for the Democrats to lose the black vote and the youth vote and still claim that Joe Biden is the most popular man in the world. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. kevinjacksonradioshow.com. I haven't put a whole lot of thought into the conclusion for Democrats' strategy. But here's what I can tell you. In the end, they lose. It will end in disaster because that is the only logical conclusion to any Democrat policy. Because it is not a policy based on reason, logic, or facts. It is delusional at its core. How much money do you think, for example, you can spend on Wu Flu lies before people finally go, enough is enough? We'll get into that a little bit more in a bit. But let me give you some examples. So you got FDR, who saved the country with all of his various policies. And maybe he did. It's arguable. You could say, well, the government stepped in and did all these things. The government is needed. It's needed to build dams. It's needed to build roads and bridges. It's needed to regulate interstate commerce and various other things. There's a need. But it is not needed like the guy with the 105-pound scrotum. Okay? There comes a point where you got to go to the doctor and say, Doc, will you take a look at this? So you got FDR that implements all these different things, and suddenly people become dependent on the government. It's one thing to say government gives you a hand up. But when you start giving handouts, who put it on steroids? You guys have heard me speak about this. Lyndon Baines Johnson, racist. He put it on steroids. He decided, I'll have them colored people, but he used a different word, voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Well, you know what? He lied. He said that in 68. And you know what? Black folks are going, you know what? I don't think I like this anymore. Thus, that big shift back in 2006 and 2020. So you've got the Democrats trying to figure things out. How can we gain this little bit? But every time they think they make gains, they make massive losses. Massive losses. Barack Obama was supposed to save the Democratic Party. Jim Carville said that with Obama's election, the Democrats, the Republicans won't win another election for hundreds of years. He was cocky about it. They got baby black Jesus in place, and he was issuing new Bibles. The Bible of leftism, the Bible of racism, the Bible of separatism. I could give you a lot of other things his Bible preaches. Nothing that is part of the American spirit. Nothing that we look at and say, oh, that's part of who we are as Americans. No. And what happened? He got his butt kicked in 2016 with all the cheating they tried to do to get Hillary Clinton in. They thought they had a shoe in. They rigged the vote. And they still, Donald Trump kicked her kicked her big old buttocks. And they thought, oh, Obama, man, he's so good. We already taught him the minute he got elected in 2008. You know what we did? We kicked their butts in 2010. And that was when the cheat, they said, man, we got to stop this. We can't beat Republicans, certainly conservatives, with just playing by the rules. Can't happen. We got to figure something out. And they tried, man. They worked hard. That, you know, voter ID for illegals, dead people. You guys know all the tricks they play. Then they get to Biden. They cheat him in the office. Now they're going, we don't need black folks. We don't need LGBT. We don't need women. We don't need young kids, etc. Okay, great. I want you to consider that they put a clown into office. Do you understand how much they felt like their backs were against the wall? How much cheating had to happen and how much they said? When you consider everything that they're doing right now, understand the level of desperation you have to put that demented fool into office and then try to implement your New World Order processes with a guy who is not even popular, who the country is saying, F you, Joe Biden, or F Joe Biden. Just consider that. All these things the New World Order wants to do. Now, see, if they wanted to do this, they should have tried it under Obama. Because at least he had the panache to try to get away with it. He wouldn't have either. They thought they could. They thought Obamacare would be the thing. You know the thing that would galvanize them and make them go, ooh, look at this. We're ready to rock and roll. No, nobody will ever vote for a Republican again now that we got sweet baby Jesus. But guess what happened? Americans saw through it. So now we got Biden, and they are trying everything, man. I'm talking about mandates for this man. Look, you tell me if it's working. You think it's working? Let me tell you, the public is revolting. So there are people that are getting the religious exemptions. There are people getting medical exemptions, mostly religious, because the doctors are not wanting to. And I'm talking about Wu Flu now. And you guys know this. The doctors are not wanting to put in writing that they give you a medical exclusion from the Wu Flu. You want to know why? They're being pressured. They're telling them you will lose your medical license if you do this. So doctors aren't giving the medical. Now, why aren't they honoring to take the test? Because they don't want you to. Look, I'm going to get into the ramifications of what's going on with Wu Flu in such a way that I just don't think there's any way to refute it. But I do want to cover the FAA sick out that they think occurred over the weekend. I was traveling, and I'm telling you, I'm so happy that I got back Friday because I knew something was up. I had to go down to Florida to work with a partner and a partner group with fallen officers, just FYI. And I said to my staff, I was going, look, I want to get back Friday. They were like, well, you should stay through Saturday and golf. I said, no, I'm going to get back Friday. And I did. Well, they believe there was an FAA sick out because Southwest Airlines had, I think they said, 1,000 flights canceled or delayed. I'm looking at a chart here. 422 flights delayed from Southwest, and they act as if it was only Southwest, but I'm looking at all these. 377 for China Eastern, 181 for Air China, 195 flights delayed for American Airlines, 44 for Lion Air, and it goes all the way down. Go Air, I've never even heard of them, 120 flights. But Southwest had 11% of its flights delayed, China Eastern 17%. American 6%. Go Air had 40% of its flights delayed, and they think it was a sick out. I say congratulations to these FAA employees that said, oh, you know what, I'm going to take a little break here. I don't know what they did, but here's what I'll tell you. They're fighting back. And those kids chanting F Joe Biden, they're fighting back, and you should be chanting it with them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Play a little thought exercise and take Joe Biden's mandates, his policies out to the bitter end. Take any of them out to the bitter end and ask yourself where you end up. So you force people to quit their jobs in a time when people aren't working. You can't get goods and services. Suddenly, there's a shortage of everything. Inflation shoots up because prices rise like crazy. They're already at crazy levels. How do you keep the lid on the tempest in the teapot when you start doing the types of things that Joe Biden's doing? I'm telling you right now, forget what they did under Trump where they took all the toilet paper and all that stuff off the shelves and food was hard to get. Wait until you take Biden's policies to the bitter end. What do you need a vaccine mandate for if you can't travel? You can't travel because the FAA has walked off the job and essentially said, we're not getting shots. What do you think? Look at everybody else. That's the ripple effect. I just talked about the number of people that canceled flights over the weekend. That was just a small taste. What do you think happens? I know people were talking about doing sick outs. Those that don't want to get the shot, do a sick out. Take a sick day. Don't do any work. Find out what happens. Wherever you're mandated, don't go to the job. Watch how they scramble. See who's really in charge, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Give us a call, 844-551-8255. They made it sound like, I was reading this story, they made it sound like Southwest was the only airline hit by this FAA thing. And they acted as if it was weather and all these other things. Now, there was some weather. I happened to be in Florida and weather rolled in, but my flight got out. I was on American, my flight got out. And many others. I watched flights taking off left and right. So it wasn't just weather. There's always weather-related stuff. They factor that in with their loads. They have multiple planes sitting at the ready. You know that. I mean, you know, they look at the supply chain and say, where do we need to be concerned about things, especially during hurricane season or tornado season in the south. The airlines know this. You know how they plan for it? I know it's going to sound weird. They know the weather patterns. Yeah, I know. In all this time of global climate farce, hard to believe that the various airlines know that it's hurricane season in Florida, that there's a tornado season in the south, that it can get too hot in the summer in Phoenix for some flights to fly in and out, etc. It's funny how they know that. They realize it's going to be winter in the northeast or, you know, the north. And so they better make some contingencies in, say, Chicago and Denver and New York. Funny how it all works out. Anyway, they had this massive, you know, different airlines. 11% of Southwest flights were affected. 17% of China Eastern or whatever. This is a chart I'm looking at. And various others. Because people decided to act. So here I want to get to another point. So we got the China virus. Started in the Wuhan lab. Fauci funded it. And you got the military being forced to get this shot. And the United States government, the Biden administration, is bragging that it is given an edict for all of our military people to get vaccinated from this with this Wu flu virus. And no, they're not going to get it. No, the vaccination is supposed to keep you from getting it, right? But it doesn't. I just want you to think about this in a different way. Our enemy has developed a virus that has impacted the majority of Americans. I think well over 100 million Americans, adult Americans, have gotten this disease. I think more than, I bet you even the kids have. Because I got to tell you, the kids don't even know. My kid lost his sense of smell. That's what Wu Flu did to him. That was its impact. Anyway, our enemy has developed this virus, unleashed it on the population, and now Joe Biden says, you know what we're going to do? We're going to force everybody to get this shot that is going to potentially kill every one of these people that have gotten it. Now, I know people are, Kevin, I don't believe it. Look, I keep watching The Bourne Legacy because I want to understand all the things in it. And every time I watch it, I learn a little bit more and go, wow, they really are implementing this. But Biden is pleased that he's going to give a vaccine, which I think has far-range implications. It's going to mess up the immune system. Let's just play this game for just a second. Pretend that I'm right. Because I don't know. I think I am, but I don't know for sure. But let's pretend for just a second that I am right. That this vaccine is going to reduce your immune system, the ability to fight germs by whatever percent, and you're going to have to take a booster for the rest of your life, which is what they had to do in the Bourne thing. And, oh, by the way, when they were shutting down the program, they gave them a different pill that killed them. But let's just say, for the sake of discussion, that the Bourne legacy is legit, and they can alter your DNA to where you have to take a pill, a booster, every day, or else you will lose your abilities. Because these guys had physical and mental abilities that were enhanced by two different pills that they took. So let's say you got one pill, and that pill is to keep your immune system boosted. If you don't take that pill, your immune system will shut down, and eventually you die. Now, let's just play this game and say, Kevin, you're right, that there is a possibility that the government is trying to do this where they control your immune system. And the drug is on allocation when you get it. Now, let's transfer that to the military. So you're serving out in theater, and you can't get to your meds. They, for whatever reason, there's a supply chain disruption, and the troops don't have those pills. So this is a virus that is developed by one of our mortal enemies, China. The world has recognized what China is doing, and now they're starting to fight back. But not our guys. Our guys have sided with China. And so not only did they condone this Wu flu cratering our economy, and they played along with it and said, okay, we're going to put people out of work. We're going to make them all want universal basic income. We're going to put them on welfare. We're going to shut down their businesses. We're going to ruin their morale and so on and so forth. But we're going to do the same thing to the military. If you don't take the shot that could kill you, that will make you have to potentially take a booster. And now they go, oh, you only need the booster every 6 months, every year, whatever. Let me tell you about this booster. This booster, go back and look at what they tell you about. What you'll do is you'll get the shot, and then once a year you'll get the booster. And then they come back and they go, well, maybe it's not once a year. Maybe you have to take the booster twice a year. Then they come back and they go, well, you know what? That booster shot, you may not need it at all. I'm telling you, this is what happened. Because here's what happened. They said, we don't want people scared. They're going to have to take this booster all the time. So back off of the booster stuff. So they said that. Then they came back and said, you know what? You probably do need to take the booster. Now they're telling you, God is my witness, we're developing a pill you can take every day to fight the Wu flu. Now, I dare you to go watch The Bourne Legacy and then tell me that I'm full of it. Now, Kevin, that's just a bunch of Hollywood, you know, nonsense. Let me tell you, Hollywood doesn't get stories until somebody brings them a legit story and goes, this is Tom Clancy kind of stuff here. In this case, Robert Ludlum. But this is what is happening right now. A pill that can ruin your immune system, make you have to take the pill over and over and over. And who's going to control the pill? That's the question. Now, if you're a good little citizen, they'll set it up at the clinic, the free clinic, where you can go get your pills. But if you're not, like Joe Biden did recently, he'll make allocation of medicines that can help cure Wu flu based on political ideology. He doesn't like DeSantis, so he says, I'm not going to give you the cure. One other thing before we jump out of this segment. I dare you to go look at and by the way, I'm just talking about troops being vaccinated because that was the real gist of it. And there are many of the troops that are not getting vaccinated. They're going to hit the job force. But I want to pivot back to this. You can take ivermectin for $24 a dose, or you can take these big pharma doses for $3,000 a dose, and you should be asking yourself why. Ivermectin, by the way, is approved. It is an approved drug to treat COVID, but they don't act like it is. I gotta leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.